So, I sent you like a list of the different shows this season. So I guess you could just go through the shows or something, or we could just say what shows we've seen from it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love whoever makes these lists.
Me too.
Me too.
They make it really easy to find the shows.
I think it's some person from Japan who actually does it. On
Tiger
PK.
and Bunny?
That is actually a really good show. I just watched that today.
I
It's
didn't think
actually.
you guys were serious.
No, it's good. It's like a superhero spoof kind of thing, and the we should probably just start the show here, right?
Okay, all right. Hey, guys.
So I'm waiting for Cass to say it.
Okay, our MOE correspondent,
Cassidy,
the foreigner.
Not a funny enough title, but Andrew.
What? Shitehead?
Yeah, that's good. Heroin addict.
Okay, Shitehead. Okay. Oh, they're gonna make a Ghost in the Shell 3D movie?
We need that. We really need that. We also needed that Ghost in the Shell remake where it went from being green to golden in every frame.
Oh.
Yeah, they changed the color scheme of the movie and re-released it. Because that was so necessary.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ew, they're gonna make more of that The World Only God Knows shit.
I liked that show.
I saw an episode of it. It seemed okay. And also, there's so many Gundam references in that show that I enjoyed that.
I mean, I just feel like it just reinforces otakudom.
Sure, but there's a scene where it's like a little girl and she's like in a Zaku head. That made me giggle.
Meh.
Okay, should we just go into Tiger and Bunny since two of us have seen that?
Yeah. Talk about Tiger and Bunny.
It's actually better than you'd expect because it's a superhero show, but I guess it seems to be kind of playing around with the kind of superhero motifs, and like the superheroes like really commercialized, and they all like work for like TV stations. I guess I should find like a synopsis of it.
So it's basically like commercialized superhero dumb.
Yeah, it's like each one is kind of owned by a corporation, and then they like work for a different TV station and have to like save people. But it's kind of interesting that like the main character is not what you'd expect from one of those shows. Like he's like in his 40s, and he's kind of moe. He's kind of I felt so sorry for him in that episode. Because none of the kids like him anymore. No one's
Oh.
buying his collectible cards.
So he's like Nicolas Cage.
He is like Nicolas Cage, with an awesome beard, and hair. And an awesome hat.
So is that really just the, is there like a linear storyline? Or is it just like
It
episode to episode
seems
long?
like due to the recession, they're shutting down a bunch of these superhero corporations, so he has to like join a superhero team because he gets fired, because his manager Forrest Whitaker fires him, and yeah, I don't really know from the first episode, but it seems like it's gonna be a fun show.
Yeah.
Okay, so it just like came out this week or something.
Yeah, the only downside is it does have some really kind of egregious CGI, like. A lot of the superheroes, for some reason, like the rest of it is hand drawn, but some of the superheroes are CGI animated. Like there's this black gate dude, but he's done in CG half the time. I'm not sure why.
Ew.
Yeah. But it's well written. Anything to say about it, Cassidy?
Not really. I just liked it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
so
don't
feel that
really
way
know.
too.
Just based on the first episode, I'm not really sure if I'll love it or just like it.
It's hard to tell when a show first starts, but I do like the main character because he's not what you'd expect. Like he has a kid. I'm so sick of the kind of 13-year-old characters, and especially like 13-year-old little girls. But that was kind of breath of fresh air.
Okay. So I'm checking out the ANN page and the Wikipedia page for this. So is this made from a manga?
No, it's Bandai, and they don't really tend to adapt manga that much.
Yeah, I think it's just an original anime. Okay.
Alright, that's cool.
And it has a lot of Bada potential.
It kind of does, yeah.
What's that? I'm at the risk of...
It's manly men doing manly things together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, but we're looking at this list of new shows. And, like, right next to Tiger and Bunny is Toriko.
Oh, I want to see that, kind of.
About another food show?
Yeah, well, it's like Fist of North Star. Fist of North Star is about people eating food and, like, hunting wild boars. But it's going to be, like, 200 episodes, so I don't know if I can really sit through all that.
I could use another cooking show.
Yeah, I know that feel, bro.
No, I mean, Mr. Ajika is amazing.
I should really watch more of that.
They need to sub more of that.
I know, I think the whole thing's been subbed.
And the torrents need to stop being dead.
Yeah, well, I think they released some Hong Kong bootleg subs of it.
Oh, sweet. Bootleg time.
Apparently, like, halfway through it stops making sense, but I'm down with that.
Okay. Probably about halfway through, you'll already know everything you need to know.
Exactly, and you'll just see the raw passion coming from it.
Yeah. Okay. You said you've seen, like, 3 shows this season, Cassidy.
Yep.
Okay, other than Tiger and Bunny, what were the other two?
The other one was Nichijou, which is the 3rd one on the top list. And I watched it, because originally I was going to swear not to watch it. I was going to protest it and not watch it, because it's the new KyoAni Moe Blob show. But then when I read, like, the synopsis of it and read some of the reviews on ANN, I decided to just watch it because it sounded kind of, like, weird and not just Moe Blobby. And it's kind of fun. I don't know.
What's the verdict from, like, the limited amount of episodes? Did it seem like it was headed in, like, the perverted direction?
No, it's not like that at all. I don't think.
So what's it about?
Cute girls doing cute things, but it's kind of weird at the same time.
Moe.
Oh, huh. And because it's KyoAni, it has really high production value. Even though the character designs are really simple and stuff, the animation is really good. That's always a plus, in my opinion.
Hmm. And what was the other one?
What is it called? Let me see. Hanasaku Iroha, which is my favorite of the 3 so far. It's it's right next to Steins Gate, and it's the 5th row down.
Okay.
The animation is really, really pretty, and I like the direction that it's going in, because I thought it might be like just a cute girls doing cute things show, but it seems to have a drama element to it.
I can't find the show. What was it called again?
Hanasaku Iroha.
Okay, thanks.
Can you describe the general premise?
I'm not really good at describing, but I'll try. Okay. There the girl named what's her name? Her name is Ohana. Her mom makes her live with her grandma, who runs an onsen, or like a bathhouse, and she has to work there, and, you know, in the first episode, she meets all the other people that work there and stuff. Yeah, that's basically it. Hmm. Apparently it's really similar to a Japanese live-action drama, but I've never watched one of those, so I don't really see that connection.
I've seen, like, adaptations of, like, manga in their live-action dramas, but...
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it has fan service potential, but the images I'm seeing don't look very pervy.
Yeah, there was one instance of fan service, but it wasn't, like, really played up. It was just kind of like, it happens and then it's over. There was no, like... Okay, here's what happens. So, like, the girl runs into, I think it's her uncle or something, and she doesn't know that's her uncle, but, like, they bump into each other, and then they're, like, land on the ground, and he, like, is grabbing her ass, and then... when she, like, comes to, then it's, like, over. Like, there's no other... Like, he doesn't say... Like, she doesn't say, oh, you pervert, or anything like that.
But they don't zoom into the ass and have it wiggle for 5 minutes.
I thought it was kind of weird. It's a little out of... Huh?
Sorry, if it's set in an onsen, I guess it kind of has to have some fan service.
Yeah. But, like, about that part in particular, it felt a little out of place. Like, maybe they were just doing it to, like, raise the viewer count or something.
Probably,
it was
kind of
dumb.
Hmm.
Speaking of fan service, do you want to explain the synopsis of the show Lotte no Omosha?
No, I think you can do that.
well, it's probably... It sounds pretty pretty complex. It's about a 10-year-old succubus princess who, she drinks semen.
Hey guys, that just a second, I'll be back.
Jeff has to go jerk off now.
I do. Everything about that sounded amazing.
Gonna see some heavy, hear some heavy breathing now. I hope my mom didn't hear that. I'm beginning to think that Jeff actually is. What's happening?
Oh man, I beat my record of 5 seconds.
Nice.
Nice. So Makoto Shinkai is making a new movie.
Really?
I've never actually seen a Makoto Shinkai movie before.
I haven't either.
I tried to watch, what was it? I think it was The Place Promised in Our Early Days, and I could not watch it. It was confusing and dumb, and I
to be fair, I have heard that's his worst movie quite a few times.
Okay. I'll try
it. I've heard that movie's kind of background porn, I've heard. His newest one sounds really kind of, like, if you're really sentimental like me, it sounds pretty good. The one which is, like, following, like, these two people have, like, a high school relationship, and it, like, goes through their lives. 30 centimeters per second or something, I think it's called.
Oh, that one, yeah. I've heard that one.
It's also, one of them has Max in it, so I kind of want to see that.
Ooh, boxing show.
Yeah, is that a movie or is that a show?
It looks like a show. It looks like they're making more of that manga. Ringu.
Ring ni Kakarou? Because it says one after it, which is kind of weird.
I've seen like this show, and like the opening, they just keep saying the name of the show over and over again. I can't say it right. Ring ni Kakarou, and it just seems really awesome and amazingly cheesy. So
yeah, I kind of like sports shows, but I need to watch more of them.
The sports shows probably make up the bulk of what I used to watch, like, a year ago.
And I do need to see Hajime no Ippo. We should probably cover that at some point.
Oh my gosh, I love Hajime no Ippo.
I've seen, like, the first 26 episodes, but not much more.
I think on an earlier episode, I kept on bitching about how much the music in the new one sucked.
Oh, the ending theme of the original one was so good.
Yes. Like, the soundtrack, it just felt right, but...
It was really, you need, like, a passionate, like, pump-it-up soundtrack for an underdog show.
I mean, but the one for New Challenger was just, it's just, like, nothing but, like, rock and roll. Well, not rock.
It was kind of like that. It was kind of rock and roll in the first one.
I mean, it was, but it had variety to it. This one is just, like, they got some boy band to, like, give them some background music. Well, not boy band, it's like punk band, and that's nice. Just that. And they should have just kept the old soundtrack and then just put in, like, new intro and outro, and that'd be great, but...
I remember Dell Surratt saying on AWO that they changed the guy who was doing the music from the first set.
And they skipped over pretty much, like, the best part in the manga when they got to talk about the coach's story.
Have you ever seen Ashita no Joe?
No, I've been meaning to.
I really want to see that, and I found out it was actually released on DVD over here.
Oh yeah, it is.
It was, yeah, which is really crazy. Like, I never heard about that until I, like, searched it on Amazon. I just want to see that because I've heard like the ending was so tragic that they held like a real live action funeral for him.
Aww.
Yeah. A televised one.
Ashino so, Joe French edition.
Sorry for spoiling that movie, which is 30 years old.
It's like a decent price on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm gonna check.
Looks like it's worth my time.
Huh, it seems like the manga is leased as well.
That is awesome.
That's really weird. Who's buying this?
Probably nobody, except like four people.
Do you ever wonder about that with like Vertical and stuff? Like who's actually buying all this Tezuka stuff? I guess just like indie people. But...
probably. That reminds me, I was at the library. I was just getting a new library card because I abuse my library cards. And I saw, like, the manga guide to calculus.
Oh, really?
And I know, like, the company releasing this, Omsha has also been, they've also been releasing a bunch of other stuff, like the manga guide to statistics, manga guide to, like, biochemistry or something.
Is it actually like Japanese translated stuff or is it just...
Yes, it's like actually Japanese translated stuff, and this manga guide to calculus is amazing.
Is it like really passionate and people screaming about Pythagoras and stuff?
Yes, it's like, okay, it's about a girl wants to be a journalist, right? Up and coming, she thinks, oh man, I want to cover the hard story. And and she gets sent to a small place, like a newspaper that covers like basically nothing. And then, okay, I think here. Yes. And then they're all like, oh, you majored in humanities. And she's like, yeah, I studied literature since I was ever this old.
Okay.
And then her editor says, well, you've got a lot of work to do. Let's start teaching you calculus. We gotta teach you about functions. She's like, what? Functions? And here's the page. When one thing changes, it influences another thing. A function is a correlation. You can think of the world itself as one big function. A function describes as relation, causality, or change. As journalists, our job is to find the reason why things happen. The causality. And then they proceed to teach you about calculus.
Who the hell is that for?
Me.
Just people with shitty liberal arts degrees need to learn maths and stuff?
Probably. People trying to not fail calculus like me. Yeah.
Yeah, what are we talking about again?
Sorry, I just had to bring that up.
Nah, it does sound pretty awesome. I always wanted to read Even a Monkey Can Draw Manga, but it's like £80 and, I mean, 80 potatoes on Amazon now.
It got me into an interesting discussion with one of my teammates' parents about what anime actually was and what manga was, and it took up a good chunk of my time between rounds.
Oh, were they like really confused about?
Basically, it was just me explaining like everything I knew. So it's just like years of listening to AWO.
Oh god!
It's like, yeah, it became.
So basically, anime is just rape and murder and Fist of North Star is what you told them.
Basically, yeah, and calculus.
Cool.
Because you gotta derive the tangent of like the rate of being alive and then having your head explode in Fist of the North Star. That's where the calculus comes in. You gotta derive that function.
You gotta find the area of the point of the head that you're pressing to make it explode.
Yes. You can just think of Fist of the North Star as one big lesson in calculus.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Should we get back on topic and say what else we're gonna watch in the I guess the only other things I'm really interested in seeing is I've heard kind of semi-good things about the new X-Men show, probably because I think Grant Morrison is involved. He's a pretty good comic writer. He's actually Scottish, and he did All-Star Superman, which is amazing. I think he did some X-Men stuff too. And I think they have some other... Yeah, I think they're taking some inspiration from Joss Whedon's stuff, and he did a pretty good run on X-Men. But most of the kind of anime Marvel stuff has been pretty disappointing. I saw the Iron Man one, and it had really bad CGI.
I haven't.
And what else? There's another show with a really, really dumb name, but See the Money of Soul and Possibility Control.
What?
See the Money of Soul and Possibility Control.
Yep.
Really? Where is that on here?
It's one, two, three. It's the first entry on the fourth row.
Got a picture of some money burning.
Oh.
Do you know what that show is about, Cassidy? I'm just kind of interested in the name.
I have no idea, but it's going to be on Noitamina, and the one picture of the two, I assume the two main characters, looks really cool.
Okay, that's
Maybe
an interesting name.
Maybe it's about
name.
Calculus.
Maybe. Maybe it seems like it's about capitalism, I'm going to guess. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe Michael Moore made it.
The Japanese Michael Moore, yeah.
Or actual Michael Moore.
I kind of want to watch Seikai Ichi Hatsukoi because
you
apparently
have to
I'm
watch
a
it
because
I'm
going to
watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch it.
No, I will, because Shinjo Romantica made me feel all warm and fluffy inside.
It's Hyoge Mono.
Can't they speak English, for God's sake? Like, or translate these names?
Yeah.
Not Japanese.
Yeah, localize this shit, man.
Yeah, like, show
Japan, localize it for us.
But no, the guys who are translating it, you don't have to have this moon language, just have a real name.
Showa Monogatari is like Showa story, and I think Showa is like the era Japan or something.
Yeah, like the emperor. I know that because of Tokusatsu.
Oh, looks like this show's gonna be about tea.
Nice.
Hyoge Mono.
Which show?
It's like the one. It's on the fourth row with See the Money of Soul and Possibility and Control. It's a fourth one.
I love that title.
Hyoge Mono?
Yeah.
No one is going to watch that show.
Well, now that you
just because of the picture.
I see it.
Yeah.
It has no cute girls in it, so it's no one's going to watch it.
It doesn't even really look like anime from the picture, so... Man, that Yu-Gi-Oh! Show looks fucking ass. Look at those characters. <design. laughs> What is with that kid's hair?
It does.
I was watching a show last night, and I think it was actually Korean, but it was called, like, Dinosaur King. And it was, like, Pokemon, except they, like, threw dinosaurs at each other. But the CGI for the dinosaurs was so bad. It was like they got a plastic dinosaur and just moved it onto the frame and just wiggled it around.
I see that show. I'm pretty sure it's Japanese.
Is it? I just want to believe it's South Korean.
I mean, Koreans probably animated it.
Yeah, probably.
Dinosaur King.
But it had a cute little dinosaur called Chomp in it, so I kind of liked it. Oh man, I was speaking of late night viewing. I was bored, so I was watching like the Christian channels. And there was some American dude, and he was like telling people not to donate to Japan.
Really?
Because like they're not Christian. Yeah, seriously. And he was saying like donate to Christian countries instead. I was just, like, raging at my TV screen.
Wow, what a dick.
I know, seriously.
Man, it's like... Like, all the Christians... No Christian I know here.
No, I know. I know some cool Christians, too. It's just the people who are given... Christians who are given, like, an outlet to speak about their beliefs are always insane.
Those people. And that just seems, like, so against the idea... of what Jesus taught.
Okay, yeah, but Christians believe in the free market, and Jesus is basically socialist, so they don't really care.
That is true. In their tome, Jesus is, unlike in the Quran, the least least quoted prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because rich people can't get into heaven, so.
Yes, that is true. There actually is, like, a sect of Christianity that believes that God loves rich people the most. And that,
okay. You just decide not to say it and say the opposite to everybody.
Yes, to God loves rich people the most in that you should, if you are rich, to show your love of God, you should wear the sickest threads and, like, drive the sickest cars and, like, have the sickest house, period. Because that is just, it shows that God loves you. Or something. It's something ridiculous. And I know, like, my debate coach dated, like, one of those guys and then you broke up with her. And it's probably because she wasn't rich.
I bet they really like Ron Paul.
They probably do. They're probably the people behind
those
elections.
That art style is kind of cool. Reminds me of, I forget. That girl is not wearing a lot.
What show?
Oh, sorry, just that thing Cassie just linked to.
Oh.
The show.
Looking at the movies down here on this list. Jump Heroes. Toriko 3D.
Toriko 3D? What?
They're really pushing this 3D, huh?
I didn't know they could really do that with 2D animation. Because it's 2D. How do you... Oh, well.
Not unless you start making it CG.
Well, the One Piece thing is CG, and it looks pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
What is Onigamiden? That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I searched for it on ANN, and there's no synopsis or anything.
Huh.
I mean, it looks interesting.
It does. This big demon thing in the clouds.
What is this? Studio Pierrot? Oh, Bleach People. Yeah. Is Bleach still coming out?
Yep. I think so.
Yeah, Naruto's still coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I see, there is another show I've seen from the season, I guess. Hanzo Ame, episode 2. I guess that kind of counts.
Didn't you watch it already?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I guess I've seen one other show. People have weird nipples in that show. And for some reason, the semen is green, which is kind of an odd...
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird choice.
I haven't seen the second episode yet.
It's got too much truth in it, I think.
Probably. I haven't seen any more of the Black Lagoon OAVs either. So. They're being made. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Huh.
I haven't finished the TV show yet.
Oh. Oh, okay.
You've seen the OAVs, haven't you, Cassidy? Okay, never mind. There's Sex Pistols. That show looks really weird. That's one where the guys, like, are pregnant and stuff. The cat people and things. It's like furry pregnancy.
Huh. Yeah. Isn't that a band?
It is. It's a really good band, yeah.
Yes. That shows my cultural literacy. Or literacy in popular culture. Okay.
Did Cassidy just disappear?
Looks like it.
Did someone kidnap her? I hear, like, birds tweeting.
Oh, that's for me. I have the window
nice.
Open. And, yeah, it's really noisy outside.
It's like night over here.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's like 11, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
At least it's not
I've had, like, my body clock is so fucked up that I've slept, like, 5 times a day, so... That's okay, I guess. Yeah. Oh, I kind of want to see Danball Senki. I don't know why, I just like watching a kid's show. That's one which is kind of like Metabots, like it's a little robot.
Let's watch it together. We're watching it together.
Yeah, okay. It is animated like ass, though. Cassidy just asked if we're trolling her.
Huh?
Cassidy just asked on the chat if we're trolling her. I think she's talking and we can't hear her, I think.
That's... Maybe you're...
Troll, I troll you.
Troll, troll.
Hello!
Okay.
Hey, Cass, you sound like a robot.
Cassidy, you gotta watch Donball Sankey with us.
I don't think Cass will like Donball Sankey.
And then here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go get all the toys for it.
We are. And we're gonna jewel them over webcam.
And we're gonna go to Japan, and we're gonna go watch the shows for it. And
we are
by 7.
Our life.
And we're gonna.
Our lives will become Donball Sankey.
Yes, we will be the child hunt pedestrians.
We will. Sure. Maybe not.
Like
all. Become Donball Sankey guest.
Who play Zelda?
Oh shit! I saw another show this month. I did. I've seen three shows this month because I also saw the third episode of Gundam Unicorn. That's all that matters.
Yes.
That's all that should be on this list. It should say, watch this and nothing else, you shitty anime fans who don't watch the only good anime.
Unicorn, where the hell is it?
It's like at the top of the OAV thing because it's the most important.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Princess Resurrection 02. It's all about Gundam Unicorn.
It is all about Gundam Unicorn.
I really want to know what this... Oni Magadan movie is, because it looks really cool from the images I've seen.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
There's no synopsis or anything.
Oh, it's a historical film.
It's got demons in it.
Oh.
But if you look at all the cover art, it's some kind of demon.
Huh. Has Studio Pierrot released movies before? That aren't like Bleach?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Let's check.
I'm seeing a lot of OAVs from their list.
Yeah, Bao. That's a pretty good one. Area 88.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, you hear that?
I hear dogs.
Maybe I should close my window.
Yeah, I think so. Been looking at an electrical storm outside or something.
It's Oklahoma.
I see.
My window time.
I'm sure it's like a lovely state, but why do people live there considering it's nothing but like tornadoes and God trying to kill you? Can you just like let the American Indians have the satanic.
Well, remember that the American
disaster area?
Was dead. Somebody stopped believing in it. I mean, it's just like. Somewhere between watching the news and then the Mari show, I just realized that the American dream died. And I'd never leave my house and I'd never improve myself. So I just stopped believing.
Man is not a piece of fruit.
Man is not a piece of fruit.
Apparently, Studio Pierrot did their Urusei Yatsura movies, which I should probably watch.
They made Mysterious Cities of Gold. Man.
Oh, yeah. That show was really popular over here.
I was watching it in Spanish the other day.
Nice.
This conversation doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
No, it's really not. We kind of stopped with the whole, actually talking about anything.
Yeah.
Your dog's barking is kind of mesmerizing to me.
Yes, it is. I'm just gonna let him bark. I'm not even gonna do anything about it.
You know that new Appleseed show that they're making?
Appleseed
X11. Yeah.
Where was Appleseed 1-7?
I know. Well, this has been two, but yeah. But like the CGI does not look good. It looks like a PS2 game, kind of.
Yeah.
If that was hand drawn, I'd probably watch it, but or just drawn.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a bitch to it.
Huh. Queen's Blade. Oh, that's that show with like boobs and like cutting each other's into pieces, right?
Lots of
yep.
Jiggles, yeah.
Huh. No.
And like.
Is there
yeah.
like an OVA or something? Because that's not coming out this season.
It's like right.
Oh yeah, there's an OVA.
Oh, I see it. Yes, it's an OVA.
Okay. We have got to find something more interesting to talk about.
I'm just being quiet because my mom is outside, so I'm kind of, yeah.
My Skype quote is from the Durarara English dub.
Is it? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read that again.
What is it?
Is it like boobies all the time or something like that? Live by the booby, die by the booby.
Is it a weird dub?
Not really. That just that one part, they kind of took some liberties with the translation.
Hmm.
It's a pretty good dub, actually.
Okay.
I kind of want to see how they dub that the doctor guy's dad, the one who wears a gas mask all the time.
Yeah, I like the parts that he was in okay, but I thought they were funnier in Japanese.
Ah, okay.
You can watch them.
Cool. What happened to, like, we should probably go over the rest of the shows that we're going to watch and wrap this up, maybe? Or find some kind of structure that way?
Because I never schedule out what I want to watch.
No, I mean, I do kind of want to see this show, 30 Sai no Hoken Taiku, because that's kind of like 30-year-old version, only, like, trying to tell you how to not be a 30-year-old version anymore. How you can, like, go to bars and be a normal human being, which you can. If you're 30 years old and you're not a normal human being yet, it's done for you. Kill yourself.
Yeah, I mean, Daryl Surratt, I mean, why are you living still?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because he gives us something. He gives us a podcast, so he's allowed to live.
That is true. He serves a useful function, but I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah. I think Daryl Surratt gets mad pussy, honestly.
Gets mad otaku pussy?
Yeah, definitely. Otaku MILF pussy, the worst kind.
Okay, I'm looking at Tofu Kozo.
It's about tofu?
Kyogoko movie from the writer of that Requiem from the Darkness thing.
Oh, yeah.
100 Stories.
That show's fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, I watched an episode with my friends of that, and we were like, whoa, what the hell?
Well, every episode is like, and then there was incest, what a twist.
Then they kill each other.
Yeah.
But it was a pretty cool show.
Yeah, I like the art style a lot.
Yeah.
This is unrelated, but Jeff, have you watched like, the new Votoms OVAs?
The what?
New Votoms? Votoms OVAs?
Oh, Votoms?
Yeah. God, Cass is right. I do miss out the T in the middle of words.
I told you!
Oh my god, I only just realized. Votoms, okay.
Swear to god, Andy, say it right.
I know, I need to stop being so British.
You mean the Pale Files?
No, they released, this one, which was kind of like very different character designs. It was like directed by the same guy who directed Gundam Wing or something, or like one of the animation directors.
The Mellow Wing?
No. It's really new. It was directed. It was like a one shot movie directed by the animation director of Gundam Wing, and it was sort of like if Gundam Wing met Votoms. It looked really shitty. I was just wondering what you thought of it, because I thought it looked kind of terrible.
Okay, well, let me see. Are you talking about this...
Had, like, a giant robot dragon at the end.
I haven't even heard of it, so. I'm interested now.
Oh, yeah, it's called Case Irvine.
Case Irvine?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
It's, okay, Case, and then Irvine.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah, Jeff.
I don't know how to read.
You gotta be so dumb? Yeah, sorry.
What the hell?
Doesn't it look so terrible?
Where's Kiriko?
Does it look so fucking shit?
Why is Kiriko not in this image?
It's just pretty boys and lollies. And like what? The climax of the movie is they fight a giant robot dragon. How fucked up is that for Votoms?
Well,
that's like going against everything.
Because there's no Kiriko.
That's like going against everything Votoms was about. It doesn't have to have Kiriko. Like, Mellow Links, I prefer that to original Votoms, but it didn't have both Toms, but it didn't have Pretty Boys and, like,
that is true.
It didn't go against the original idea.
Metal Link did not have Kiriko.
Yeah, and Metal Link was good.
Yes, Metal Link was good. Huh.
So we should probably, like, watch that and do an episode on it and just rage about it.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not even a big Votoms fan, but that really does kind of piss me off.
Yeah. I mean, I got, like, all of it on DVD. I think
I'll be honest, I never finished the original series because I got to the second last arc and I was just really bored.
Yeah, that arc was boring and I missed a... actually missing, like, four episodes. And I kind of
like Dogum more because Dogum has more of the kind of politics going on.
Yeah. And then it really started getting weird in the last season.
I've heard that, yeah. So does every mecha show, though. Like, every mecha show seems to have some kind of... Okay, we should probably stop talking before Cass just falls asleep.
Z, 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 Z. Yeah.
Sorry, Cass.
Okay, yeah. So I'm guessing none of you watch, like, Army and the Chief without me, like, linking it to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike it, but I wouldn't watch it on my own.
Okay.
Actually, the one who sent me was kind of funny.
So I'm guessing you haven't seen Technodix yet?
No. Technodix loosen up the butthole.
Okay, alright, Technodix. Hypernews episode 2. Well, I mean, you know Hypernews, right?
Yeah, because you sent me a video of it.
Okay, so Master Chief, when they were talking about making the show, Master Chief said, I'm going to make my own show. And Arbiter's like, no, I'm going to make my own show about reviewing video games. And then Master Chief goes off, and then he says, ah, here, check it out. It's just, it's going to be comprised of my dick drawings and my techno loops. And then they didn't put it in episode 1 for Hyper News, but Master Chief put it as the intro for the second episode of Hyper News, and then, like, right after you just see, like, a bunch of vulgar penis drawings of, like, penises with swords and penises riding other penises. it just cuts to Arbiter's center frame, and Arbiter's like, deplorable, now it's time for the show!
Okay. Yeah. Like the end is for bad then.
And then Master Chief talks about how GoldenEye is the worst game ever made.
Yeah, he's totally right. There's not even any online multiplayer or.
Yeah, no DLC. Really?
No DLC.
No. Really?
Actually, that game was always kind of shit. Only because the controller for the N64 was kind of fucked up. There was only one analog stick, so you couldn't really move your view around.
Yeah.
I never really got why people liked it that much.
Nintendo has to remember that people don't have three hands.
Yeah.
On my ass.
Unless you're like that guy from Total Recall, yeah.
Okay. I think the only thing interesting I have to talk about is my last debate round. The one that got knocked out. That's all I feel like talking about. But this is not the right show for it.
You could, like, at least, like, a solo show where you, like, have a big speech about it, or...
Meh. I could.
Meh.
Meh. Forget about it. I'm so passionate about that round because I literally put my balls on the line. It's like, there was no other way I could have won had I not done the strategy that I did. And even with that strategy, I was probably going to lose. Balls on the line.
So your life is like the show and fighting show, only you lost at the end, which kind of sucks.
I mean, in a lot of shonen fighting shows, people lose at the end.
That's true.
For, like, most of major, our protagonist doesn't win. Doesn't even make it to the national champion. There's only, like, one when he's playing, like, one arc where he's in the minor leagues in America, do they win nationals. Everything else they lose.
Yeah, Japanese sports shows seem to have kind of depressing endings a lot of the time.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So do American ones, I guess. I just saw The Wrestler today. It's a good movie.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's got a Bruce Springsteen soundtrack.
Oh, well.
Which is good.
This conversation's empty now.
Yeah.
Is there anything interesting you'd want to talk about? Anime experience.
Cass, do you want to say anything about Dead Man Wonderland, or is it too early to have anything to say about that?
It hasn't come out yet.
Hasn't it?
No.
Okay.
How about This World Only God Knows?
I'll probably watch it if it has more Gundam references, honestly.
It's kind of a guilty pleasure, I guess. I don't know, like, if it suddenly disappeared, I wouldn't really care. I don't really care for it, but it was amusing while I was watching it.
Huh.
Man, that Gintama show has been going for a while.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch that. I've seen like 7 episodes of like 200 something.
Jesus Christ. Funny. That's why I won't watch Toriko.
Yeah.
I've kind of given up on like getting into big franchises because there's like so much stuff you have to learn. Like with the terms and the pairings and the fandom and stuff, and I don't care anymore. I did it with Naruto, and then I did it with Bleach. And
yeah, I sort of feel like the only time...
Are you still watching those shows?
No. That's why I don't want to get into anything else like that, because like, you spend all this time on it, and then you just forget about it later.
I don't know if this is equivocal, but I think the only thing I've done that for is like Gundam. And as big as a Gundam fan I am, I still haven't watched every single show of that. I've basically spent my last 2 years of life on it, so.
Yeah. I remember thinking when I was 12 years old that, man, I don't want Dragon Ball Z to continue. I don't want it to get into another story arc. And I think probably after the Boo saga ended, I said, fuck it, no more. But I
remember liking Dragon Ball GT as a kid, which means I had really shit taste as a kid.
I think I thought it was dumb.
Yeah. I still think that show was a pretty good ending. I don't know.
It ended?
Yeah, because it was like Dragon Ball Z by the end, but it didn't have the huge amounts of filler.
Oh, yeah. And, like, yes, I think I remember we see Goku as an adult. And
yeah,
see his granddaughter kind of... as an old lady.
Yeah, and God damn it, I need to find this guy's name so I can make the reference I'm trying to make. Sorry, anyway, edit all that out. By the end of Dragon Ball GT, Goku looks kind of like David Bowie. Laugh break. Let's move on. Yeah.
This episode is a filler episode of Area Groruru.
It is. We did not plan this.
Yay.
There's nothing planned. We're supposed to talk about Distorted View.
No, I can only do that at like 3 a.m. because that way I can be like, Distorted View makes my dick get hard. But, I can't really do that at this time.
That's not how you're supposed to say it. You don't have enough accents.
Distorted. You say it, Cassidy.
No, I can't.
Cassidy, distorted. Say it. It's better if you say it.
No, I won't.
Because it implies that you're a dick girl.
No, I'm definitely not saying it.
Okay, alright.
Area Guru makes my dick get hard. I can't do it. I can't do the hard part. Right. I know, I can't do the hold the hard, but I can't do it.
Okay. So are you excited about any of these shows?
Tiger and Bunny.
Toriko. Cassidy.
Let's see. I think I'll end up liking Hanasaku Iroha a lot. and Steins Gate, as long as it's not crappily adapted. And Denpa Ona to Seishun Otoko. Oh, and C, probably.
And I guess that's our closing thoughts.
Huh?
I guess that's our closing thoughts.
Yep.
You listened to a shit episode of Area.
I thought this was better than the last episode, but maybe that's just me.
Perhaps it was better than the last episode, because we're a bit more used to each other.
Yeah, I didn't think it was as awkward. That's just me.
But I think in terms of content, last episode, props.
Yeah, no, we didn't have a lot. Well, it's hard when none of us have really seen any of these shows, and we're just watching, like, looking at little images of them.
Ah.
But I don't know, there's not a lot to really say.
I mean, it's coming out right now, so... Yeah. I'm just gonna put in the typical check out the blog at groruru.blogspot.com or website or whatever. Or email me at groruru.blogspot.com. I mean, groruru@gmail.com. Sorry. And I guess that's an end to today's episode of Groruru.
Went out with a whimper, I guess.